Then I'll be.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. Well, a few years ago, I got a book. I think it was last year. May have been a little longer, but the book is called Mae McCarthy, The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. And I shared the book with several friends, and we loved this book. You know, I get a lot of books, but this book, there was something about this book that really resonated with me, and I think it will with all of you. And I'm so excited to have Mae McCarthy back with us. She has co-funded and helped to grow seven successful companies as large as $100 million in annual revenue. She's an author, speaker, university lecturer, angel investor. She serves on business. She is philanthropic with the arts, on university boards, an advisor, and we are so thrilled. The author of The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance is back. And Mae, what a pleasure.
Oh, Frankie, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, your book just touched me in a profound way, as it did all of my other friends that I shared it with. And I think you're working with one of them now. But my point, though, is that this book is different than all the other financial books. We know that there's certain formulas for making money, but you go beyond that. You go beyond that point, and you want us to really look at creating a purpose or a why for our companies and for our lives.
Well, sure, and really, there are practical things that all of us can do to have successful businesses. You know, create a business plan, make sure that you're always comparing yourself and executing on that business plan and measuring your success. I mean, those are practical things that you can learn to do. What my book does is take you up another 10,000 feet up so that you're really focusing on the business instead of working in the business. And as you look at your business and your life, you can create and revisit some goals in a particular way that enable you to see things, see opportunities and directions, you know, in a particular way that isn't normal for your rational mind to get behind. And what I mean by that is if you look at successful people like Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Albert Einstein, Steven Spielberg, and lots of other very, very successful people, they have said that they've relied on this idea of intuition or directions from somewhere that are in alignment with their goals. And it's my position that if we revisit our goals daily and really look at the completed goal, much the same way that an Olympic athlete would look at it, you know, when they're seeing themselves winning the match or performing at their highest levels of excellence, they're seeing that in advance and talking about that and measuring their success against that, what will happen is we'll start to notice more possibilities to be able to achieve that. And where purpose comes in is purpose is essentially the fuel, the motivation to stick with it.
Can you share with us a story that you write about in the book, The Path to Wealth, about when you were, you were your intuition took you on another route and you were trying to connect with someone and you serendipitously took another route, and tell the story. It's a great story.
Oh, boy, I have so many of them, but I think you might be talking about a time that I flew into Cleveland. I was using my daily goal attainment practice that's very efficient every single morning to describe how grateful I was to be able to have a minimum or more of $400,000 in new revenue by a particular period of time.
Yes.
So that we could grow our business. And I have a routine. I travel about 150,000 miles a year, and I have a routine when I travel. I get off the plane, I get my bags, I get my rental car, I take everything to the hotel that I'm staying at, drop it off, and then I get back in the car and always go to the closest grocery store to get protein shakes and water and things that I need for my stay. And I've been to Cleveland before, so I know that the closest grocery store to my hotel is 5 minutes away. Well, as I'm sitting in the car, I get this very strong thought, almost a picture, that shows up in my head about a grocery store that I know is 15 minutes away. And that didn't make any sense, and my rational mind wanted to talk me out of it. This is something that all of us go through. So my rational mind is coming up with ideas like, May, it's 9 o'clock at night. It's too late for you to drive across town in Cleveland. When you know that a perfectly good grocery store is 5 minutes away, and oh, by the way, tomorrow morning your appointment's at 8, which is really 5 o'clock in the morning Seattle time, you don't need to be wasting time driving across town. So in my book, I describe this scenario to people, and I say, before you give up on that message that you got, which was the idea of the other direction to go to a different store, stomp your foot and say, hey, intuition, source of intuition, which I call the CSO, or Chief Spiritual Officer, if this message is from you, give me another lead. So then your intuitive mind that Albert Einstein talks about now has an opportunity to chime in. And mine chimed in and said, well, it's true that it's 9 o'clock at night, but it's only 6 o'clock in Seattle. It's too early for you to go to sleep anyway. And who knows, maybe everything you want will be on sale at that other store. Just make the drive. So I did. As I'm walking into the grocery store, there was a gentleman walking out at exactly the same time who I had met 6 months before at a trade show. And he represented a very large potential customer, but he wasn't returning any of my phone calls or emails for an appointment. And here we are, face to face. We strike up this wonderful conversation, and before the end of the conversation, he said that it was okay if I made a presentation while I was in town to his group. Well, that led to another presentation and another presentation and eventually a contract for more than the $400,000 that I wanted to achieve for my business.
Oh, I love that story.
We all have access to this intelligence that happens to show up more often, in more obvious ways, if we do some simple things on a daily basis to keep our goals at the forefront of our thoughts.
And in your book, The Path to Wealth, May, you give us 7 spiritual steps for financial abundance. And so this book pretty much gives you the blueprint that you've used to make your millions and to create the abundance in your life today.
Right, and it's really simple. I like to say that I'm a self-proclaimed efficiency expert. All that means is that I hate to waste time. And I have taught thousands of different employees, whether they're salespeople, customer service people, general operations people, executives that have worked for my companies and other companies. And I have a knack for helping people to take something that's kind of complicated and boil it down into something that's really easy to do. And that's what this seven-step process does for people, is a roadmap. They don't even have to understand it when they get started. The understanding will follow, and the results will be there. If they stay focused on what it is that they desire and talk about it and think about it and imagine having it, their intuition will show up and point them along the path to achieve that.
You've been doing this for a long time, and you have put this book together for us. You've helped grow seven companies and as large as 100 million. What keeps you going and keeps you still motivated and still the top of your game?
Well, it would definitely surround the idea of purpose. And purpose is the why that people do what they do. You know, it's the why that a company exists. It's the why that each of us individually exist. It's very different than what we do.
Yeah.
For instance, in my last company.
Oh, we've got to run, but we have to run. But May, what's the best website? The Path to Wealth.
If they go to maymccarthy.com, that's maymccarthy.com. They can find lots of information.
It was such a pleasure. Welcome back to the show, and hope you come back again soon.
Thanks, Frankie. Have a great day.
You too. And we will be right back. This is Frankie Boyer. You are listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. That's biztalkradio.com. And check out the Frankie Boyer Show on Facebook and do like me. And we'll be back in a moment.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And the question becomes, this time of the year, should we be eating the way in which the seasons are unfolding? For example, we in New England are having cooler days, although it's still quite beautiful. It's in the high 50s and low 60s. It's been just lovely weather. But does that mean we should be drinking teas and eating soups and having more fatty foods? Well, it kind of felt like it yesterday on a rainy day, but joining us is Dr. John Dulard, and he's the author of Eat Wheat. It's very controversial, but it's not what you think. Lifespa.com is the website, and he's a globally recognized leader in the field of natural health, Ayurveda, and sports medicine. And it's nice to have you back. We always love having you here. This is the time where, I don't know, I made squash yesterday that was just, I couldn't stop eating it, and cooked some Brussels sprouts and a little ghee, and it was just with a little garlic, and I was just in heaven. So, you know, that butternut squash and having those soups, I made a mushroom soup the other day. Is that, am I doing it right this time of the year, Doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's, what's really interesting is that the new science is showing that there's microbes in the soil this time of the year that are different than the microbes in the soil in the spring or in the summer. And those microbes in this time of the year, they attach to roots of plants like Brussels sprouts or to the butternut squashes. And when you eat those foods, you're actually getting a new seasonal microbiome that allows us to do, you know, a multitude of things, boost immunity in the winter and help us maybe decongest in the spring, fight allergies, or dissipate heat in the summer. So in what was it, 2 weeks ago, the Nobel Prize was won by three American scientists for circadian medicine. One of our major links to the being into the circadian medicine rhythms is the microbes that carry those rhythms of the light-dark cycles, and they make up 90% of our cells. So we really do want to have, you know, a microbiome that is shifting and adapting with nature. And to ignore that, well, they're saying circadian medicine is the future of medicine. There'll be in medical schools, there'll be specialties in circadian medicine because it's so important and we're so disconnected from the rhythms of nature.
Yeah. So tell us why, what else should we be eating this time of the year? And you want us to just really stick with what nature kind of wants us to do.
Well, you know, what's cool about, a couple of things. One, there's two things happening this time of the year. One, we're at the end of the summer, so we're trying to get rid of any excess heat that may have accumulated from summer. It's called thermal accumulation. We actually hold on to more heat at the end of the summer than we do any other time of the year. So nature says, don't worry about it. We got it covered. We're going to give you foods that are going to help cool you down. Now, you're in New England, and it's apple country, and any self-respecting New Englander knows that if you eat a lot of apple cider and apple juice and apple butter and apple pie all throughout the month of October, people walk around with loose bowel movements through the month of October. Apples are called purgatives. If a baby gets a fever, they get too hot, they get diarrhea. The way the body gets rid of heat is by loosening up the stool. And this is a well-known phenomenon. And nature says, here, we're going to give you all these loosening stool foods like apples and pomegranates and watermelons and leafy green vegetables, lots of fiber, that helps loosen up the stool at the end of the summer when we need to dissipate the heat. If we don't get rid of the heat at the end of the summer, the hot and dry summer turns into a cold and dry winter. And what accumulates, we all know as we age, we get more dried out. Our skin gets dry, our joints get dry, our intestinal tract gets dry. So nature said, I got it, don't worry about it. You know, if you didn't do the apples in the fall, we have all the nuts and the seeds and all the lubricating, high-fat, high-protein, slimier, unctuous, oily foods we're going to harvest in the fall for winter eating. So nature, again, gives us in its harvest the antidote of the extreme of each season. And at the end of the summer, we get these cooling fruits and vegetables, and during the winter we get these warming soups and stews and nuts and seeds and higher protein, higher fat foods. So we shift from a sort of high carbohydrate fruit and vegetable diet in the summer to a high protein, high fat diet in the winter. And nature's nutritional cycle changes every 4 months. We have three growing seasons. We have a spring harvest, a summer harvest, and an end of summer harvest for winter eating. That's why my book's called The Three-Season Diet. We put out a free monthly grocery list, recipe list, and superfood list for every single month of the year for free, so people can go, oh, this is what's in season, this is what I should be eating, so, and here's a list of foods that I can choose from. And, you know, the idea is to think about what I can eat more of in this season, as opposed to thinking, I can't eat this and I can't eat that. Why not flip it and say, hey, here's some stuff that's in the season. Let me get those in an organic way where the microbes are still alive. They haven't been sprayed and killed, so I can reboot my microbiome seasonally.
Let me ask you another question, though, when it comes to the foods that we should be eating for this time of the year. They tend to be a little heavier and fattier. Does that mean we're going to gain some weight?
You know, it's a great question. You know, the science shows that our digestive strength also changes from one season to the next. At this time of the year, you and me and everyone are producing more of an enzyme called amylase. Amylase is an enzyme that we genetically adapted to make about a million or 2 years ago, which is specifically for digesting starch like wheat and grains and more starchy vegetables. So, and that's, of course, when all the grains are harvested and all the starchy vegetables, the potatoes and the sweet potatoes and the carrots are harvested right now. So nature, for millions of years, is amping up our production of amylase in the fall and the winter and decreasing our production of amylase in the spring and the summer. So the idea is that our diet, again, should shift. A big Stanford study came out about a month ago showing that the hunter-gatherer tribes, their gut bugs change dramatically from one season to the next. I love telling the deer story, where there was a study done where deer ate bark in the winter, and they had specific microbes for digesting bark, and they could digest the bark. But in the summer, they have different microbes for digesting leaves. But if they were to give the deer bark in the summer when they had the wrong microbes, it could cause such a level of indigestion in the deer, it could literally kill the deer. And that's when I was like, wait a minute, deer die when they eat out of season? What about us? We humans, we process food, sort of the same stuff all year long. There's no connection to the rhythms of nature. We spray all our foods, all the bugs are gone. There's no circadian connection to nature. We, you know, can we get away with that? And some maybe, sort of, but, you know, the science is showing now that we really can't. That alters our circadian clock. There's biochemistry. And like I said, the cooling foods at the end of the summer, the warm
foods.
Yeah,
this is so fascinating. Can we read more about this on your website, lifespa.com, doctor?
Sure. I have, you know, one of my books is called The Three-Season Diet. It gives you all the details. And I also publish at lifespa.com a free grocery list, recipe list, and superfood list for every month of the year. And it's called The Three-Season Diet Challenge. And
awesome.
Right,
thank you.
At lifespa.com. Anybody can get it.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And, you know, many women, after they have babies, are looking for some kind of a mommy makeover. And joining us today is Dr. Michael Bergdorf, who is author of the Mommy Makeover, Restoring Your Body After Childbirth. He's board-certified plastic surgeon and founder and president of Music City Plastic Surgery in Nashville, and he earned his undergraduate degree from Notre Dame, where he played football. He attended medical school at Tulane University in New Orleans, and we're thrilled he's with us today, and welcome, doctor. So what's a mommy makeover?
So it's an individualized approach to have a woman get her body back. It usually involves some sort of breast work, maybe breast lift or breast augmentation to kind of restore some fullness in the breast, maybe lift those nipples back up to where they used to be, and then usually getting after the abdominal region, so tightening up the belly, removing some stretch marks, maybe getting rid of some excess fat that just kind of hangs around after the child is born.
Uh-huh. And I would suspect a lot of women would love something like that. It's probably really big in your practice.
It can be a life-changing event, absolutely. Gets mom's confidence back, gets her feeling good again. You know, the baby takes a toll on her, and this is a way for her to get herself back.
Mm-hmm. How do husbands feel about it?
Most of the time, guys are pretty responsive. There's always a little bit of a concern from the mom to bring it up with the dad. Basically, the major concern is safety aspect. As I know, going through with my wife and watching her go through pregnancy and labor and delivery, watching a woman go through pain, of which I was reminded I caused, you know, pretty often, it's very hard for us as guys. We want to fix the problem, right? And so major concern is the safety aspect that the dads are worried about. And once they get past that, they're on board with this. They're really all in.
Now, I know that your wife is a physician. Has she thought about a mommy makeover? Because you've had four kids.
She not only thought about it, she had it. She likes to tell me that something broke with each pregnancy. And so, you know, we were helpful in fixing some of that. And it was great. We timed it just right when we fished up our fourth child. It was time for her now. She devoted, sacrificed, and gave back to the family, and now it was time for her to have something back.
Mm-hmm. And how expensive is a mommy makeover?
It ranges. It is so individualized that it can be something as simple as, I don't know, $7,000. It can get all the way up to $30,000 or $40,000, depending upon how much we want to do.
Right.
Of course, there's some limitations with that, with safety aspect and timing in the surgery.
Right.
So we'll do that on a visual consult. But it's a definite investment. I tell women to look in the mirror every day, and if they like what they see, would they pay a penny for that each time, then they've covered their investment for the rest of their life.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that if we don't like the way we look, and, you know, there's ongoing issues that can be fixed or can soften or change the look, I'm all for it. I really am, because I think that, you know, we're not a number anymore. We're becoming ageless. Our mentality, there's not a retirement age as there used to be. And so I think whatever makes you feel good, men and women, I think alike.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. You know, we talk about, or we see a lot of women that are embarrassed to take their kids to the pool because of the way they look. Or they don't want to go shopping and they don't feel confident going out with their significant other. You know, let's remove that. If we have an opportunity to change that, I say, why not? You know, let's not let that be a detriment to what we want to do in our life with our kids,
right,
with our husband.
Right. Tell me, besides the mommy procedures that you do, what are some of the most sought after things that people are looking for today when they come in to see you at Music City?
Really, the subtlety is key for us, right? So we want to make sure that we're keeping that natural look with patients. So we'll do a lot on facial rejuvenation with the Botox or the neurotoxins to kind of soften the wrinkles. We'll do some fillers around the face to kind of boost up that youthfulness around their eyes and their cheekbones and get rid of some of those jowls. And then we're really doing the breast augmentation and lift, and we're doing a lot of liposuction. A lot of little things here and there. You mentioned guys. We're getting into the male market now. That's become more and more popular. We got another book coming out in regards to the dad do-over coming out soon. So it's a real thing, too, for guys.
So I would suspect for men it's more about the eyes, because I know a lot of men, when you look at someone, if their eyelids are drooping or they have this puffiness under their eyes, you kind of look at them and you say, you doing okay? Did you have a bad night or a bad weekend?
Right, right. My stepmom likes to laugh at my dad because she saw him at a couple of meetings and she said, you're sleeping there. That's so rude. He said, no, I was just looking down. But his eyelids were hanging over. And, you know, it can affect their appearance. It can affect their ability to make money. You know, if they look old and haggard or like they've been out all night partying, who's going to want to do business with that guy, right? They're going to want to do it with the younger guy who's got the endurance, who can put up with going through and doing the activity that needs to be done for their account, so to speak.
Well, obviously, if we're in Nashville, we're going to go to you. And I'm in Boston, and, you know, we're in the mecca of every doctor imaginable, and we're so grateful to have the resources. But how do you find, someone listening to this, how do you find the right doctor, the right procedure?
Yeah, we're very, very strict on this, and we want to make sure we educate the patients. We always recommend going to see a board-certified plastic surgeon. So that's totally different, or can be totally different, than a cosmetic surgeon. A cosmetic surgeon can be somebody who just took a weekend course, who is a physician from a different specialty. So, for instance, legally, I can do most things that's medical. I can deliver your baby. I can put in your cardiac stent. You probably don't want me doing that, right? Just like you wouldn't want an OBGYN to do your facelift or a cardiologist to do your breast augmentation. But legally, they can. So we recommend board-certified plastic surgery, which they go through the stringent tests and the rules and regulations to make sure that we're doing everything safe, appropriately, and ethical in the operating room. And then we recommend we're looking at the website and seeing how the verbiage is on the website. And does it speak to you? Do you like the way that doctor, his or her language is? And then we want to make sure that they look at other before and after pictures and make sure that that physician has dealt with problems as complex as your own. We always look at awards and reviews on the online as well to make sure what other patients have to say.
I think we've heard, and we watch on television, that TV show called Botched. I mean, that's reality. It's real. You know, I mean, people are getting bad surgery, as you say. It's really critical to make sure you're going to the right person.
It's very surprising, even with some of the Hollywood celebrities, you see some of these disaster cases, and you say, how did they fall for that? Did they just not do their homework? And many times it is. They just got a referral and went with it and didn't do their homework, unfortunately.
Oh, my gosh. You kind of wonder, don't you, when you see some of these stars that have ruined their faces? Oh, I love what you said earlier. You said the subtle approach. Because, you know, if you're going to have work done, it should look like your face. It should restore your face to what it used to look like, not make you something new.
We don't want to turn you into somebody else or another celebrity or anything like that. We're just doing you.
I know, and I don't want to be catty. I was at an event in New York City the other day, and I took the train in for the day, and there was this lovely woman, and her face was extremely smooth. The skin on her arms, the skin on her chest were extremely wrinkled. And then I don't know what they did to her lips, but oh my goodness, it was painful to have a conversation with her. And I'm thinking, does she not look in the mirror? Does she not see how distorted her face looks?
Yeah, a lot of times people just keep going.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah,
we have to call people off at times.
I was going to say, I'm sure that, you know, there is an opportunity, though, in this day and age, to have some affordable things done, men and women, to make yourself look more refreshed and to just look better, a better version of you, not a new version of you.
Right, right. You know, we're not magicians. We can kind of stop time a little bit, but, yeah, we don't want to reverse time and make you, if you're 55, we're not going to make you look like you're 18 again.
Good.
That's going to be very obvious, unfortunately.
Well, Doctor, thank you so much. Dr. Michael Burgdorf, author of The Mommy Makeover, Restoring Your Body After Childbirth. And your best website is?
MusicCityPlasticSurgery.com. Or you can find me at my website. It's Dr. Michael Burgdorf. It's B-U-R-G-D-O-R-F. But sometimes Music City Plastic Surgery is a little bit easier to navigate too.
Awesome.
To
thanks so much, Doctor. What a pleasure. And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets benefits we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, and we are now joined by a woman who is a certified feng shui interior designer, clinical hypnotherapist, energy healer, author, and she is with us today. Mary Shurtleff is here on the Frankie Boyer Show. Mary, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. And you have a trilogy. How many in the trilogies have you written so far?
It's a mind-body-spirit trilogy. There's three books in it. The first book is called The Alchemy of Quantum Mind Feng Shui, which sets the energy of the body and the home. And then Reconnecting the Spirit is the second book, which is about the mind, thoughts, you know, how our thoughts direct what we do and how to change those thoughts to make them more productive. And then the third one is The Realm of Spirit, which is, of course, about spirit and our connection to our spirit and, you know, our higher self and spirit guides, guardian angels, God, whatever words people want to use for that.
Mm-hmm. So the question becomes, do you ever feel like you're being watched? What's that like, Mary? Tell us what you mean by that question.
You know what? All the time. Have you ever sat in a room by yourself, maybe late at night, reading or watching TV, and you feel like somebody's watching you, or you feel like somebody's in the room with you?
You know,
kids will sometimes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I've noticed that I had a dog who died years ago, but the dog was co-owned by my soulmate, and when he died, she would bark at the deck, and it just spooked me out because there was no one on the deck, but there were nights that she would just bark on the deck like there was somebody out there, like it was him, and I could tell that his energy was there on the deck. And it's so interesting because now the little dog on the fourth floor hangs with me, Leo. He's an English Cocker, and he sometimes barks and at the deck. So I'm wondering if they're seeing something that or feeling something.
You know what? I'm going to say with an absolute surety yes, because when you told me that story, I got goosebumps. And
yep,
whenever we hear stories like that and get goosebumps, it's the truth. It's the spirit of truth coming in. And I got goosebumps when you said it both times. And
okay.
I still have goosebumps on my arms and legs. So I know for a fact he is still there. He's still walking with you, making sure you're okay. And the little dog, the animals are so much more instinctual than we are. They're so much more sensitive to energy than we are. And so the little dog probably physically sees him, is able to physically see him.
Yeah, probably.
And he just wants you to open the door and let him in.
Yeah, interesting, interesting.
So just sit back and talk to him, you know, just sit back and say hello,
okay.
Glad you're here. He's not there to hurt you. He's
just there to
watch over you, to make sure that you're still safe and that you're okay. And a lot of times they linger like that when they're when they feel your grief or, you know, things that weren't quite finished. And so, you know, just maybe finish up the business that you had and let him know that you're okay and just bump through that.
I absolutely. Thank you for that. Go back to feng shui for just a moment, because I love feng shui. Someone did my house years ago, and I keep a red, two red koi fish that are red, and I keep them on the handle, the back handle of my door.
At your front door?
At my front door.
Uh-huh. That's a sign of prosperity and good luck coming in your front door. Absolutely.
Yes, yes, that's what they said. And so tell me about the meaning of the feng shui and how you figure out different parts of the house and the significance of that.
And feng shui is mainly about, it's the bioenergetics of how people, occupants of homes and businesses, prosper within their home and business. And there is a lot of controversy around feng shui, of course, but if you think about it, it's basic physics. It's how does energy flow through your home? How does energy flow through you as a person? And then within the home, you always want to look at how is money flowing, how are relationships working, and how is your health within a home. Now, a lot of times there's a little bit of misnomer here that feng shui cures everything. Well, if feng shui cured everything, there'd be no illness, there'd be no contention, there'd be no nothing. What it means basically is that feng shui helps you to understand and cope better. And, you know, we're all on a path of destiny. We're all destined to experience what we experience in this lifetime for a reason. We meet who we're supposed to meet for a reason. The feng shui of a home then comes back and helps us through those times when we feel like we need some kind of external help. And the feng shui becomes very symbolic in a lot of ways, different symbols that we put out, like the prosperity on your door. Every time you look at your door, you think, oh, This is prosperity coming to me. It goes back to my book, Reconnecting Your Spirit, where about the mindset. If you look at your front door and think, oh, my front door needs repainted, it looks horrible, blah, 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 that's the energy that comes in your front door then, because that's what you think about your front door. So when you put the symbols of prosperity on it, then you're instantly shifting that law of attraction energy to prosperity and abundance. And people, we live in a very sign-given symbol world, and so every symbol, every smell, every sound means something to us, and it trips that area of the brain that is going to either bring joy or sadness. And so feng shui helps you surround yourself with things of joy, number one, but then it also allows the house to breathe. It allows the house literally to pull energy in the front door, but then release energy out of the back door, much like our body, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Mary, this is so fascinating.
Yeah.
What's the best website? And how can people find out more about you?
It's Mary Shurtleff, shurtleff.com. And I have an educational website where it tells about each modality and what it actually means
and how
to fix things in your life that you feel are just
fabulous. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.